No.
Being in the 20s is tough because I am in it.
Yeah.
It's the same way I thought when I was 16. I thought I was facing the toughest moment of my life.
Okay.
And I'm here and it's tough. So I'm wondering, what's it going to be like when I'm 30?
This is what I went through this year. What makes me sad is the fact that I'm only 20 years and I feel like I've got the world's problems on my shoulders.
Let her know that you're not just there for...
As part of my daily routines, what I do is I don't forgo my quiet time. It's something I used to struggle with, but I mean, this year I tried to make it a point to always do it. So this time around, instead of getting the hard copy, I was able to get a soft copy. So it's the first thing I usually do before I get out of bed. And there's this thing I always listen to on CTFM very early in the morning, and that keeps me going. So after that, I wash down and then I get ready for the day's activity. And also, I think another thing I'm also trying to really work hard on is having to read something before I sleep, or reading something before the day ends. So yeah, so basically, I think that's my routine for the day.
Charlie, Sirigu, media the routine. Charlie, not really be like routine. You know, see, right now, as we know the job there, we wake up on it here. Yeah, we for bed. So see, you don't go feel like you get nothing to do during the day. But just as and when errands day, like see maybe they won't send you for house and things then you go the errands. But like say routine yeah, Charlie be according to the plans, according to if I wake up like Charlie, if somebody they won't go somewhere, they are like they are helper, then escorts, then their routines, then like see errands, that be all. Charlie. I have the routine.
When I wake up in the morning, I say a word of prayer, and then I clean my room, take my bath, find something to eat, and then I go to the library. I stay in the library till like 4:30 p.m. or 5 p.m., and then I leave the library to church, if there is church service. If there is no church service, I just come back home. And then I find something to eat. I sometimes watch a movie. I say another word of prayer and then I sleep. If there's church service, then I go to church. After church, I find something to eat and then I sleep.
Okay, so in a typical day of mine, I wake up at most 5:20 and freshen up, get ready for work. But before that, I say a word of prayer, and then that's how my day begins. So at 6:15, I should be heading towards the bus station to catch my bus. Yes, I get to the... Okay, well, even in the bus, so I have this channel on YouTube, Prayer Session, that I join in, I listen, and even in my mask, I pray. Nobody sees that, yeah. So I get to the office around 7:10 a.m. thereabouts. Then the day begins. Normal work stuff, office stuff, receiving correspondences and proofreadings and all that. So lunch then comes in somewhere around 12:31, and then the day continues all through to about 6:30 p.m. that I'll be leaving the office for the house. I get home, I freshen up again and have some time with the family and say a word of prayer, then off to bed. That's around 10 p.m. ish. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, hello. So I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning. Then I pray to God and I take my bath. Then I head to school because I have to be at school by 5 a.m. Okay, so at school and go through the lessons I have for the day, and then
I do my to achieve list where I put down whatever I want to do or I want to achieve for the day. As and when something new comes up, I add it to that list. People call it a to-do list, but I call it a to-achieve list. As and when something new comes, I add it to the list. And as and when I'm done with something, I cancel it out from the list using a pen or a highlighter. My typical day, I work with a financial institution, so I work more with intermediaries. I attend to intermediary queries, requests, and when they need policies to be done, I do that. So that's basically what I do during the day. I close work at 5, but then I extend it to 6 an hour after work. Then between 6 and 8, I learn as well and I come back home. So that's basically it.
I think every day is a new day and it comes with its own instructions, I'd say, or things you have to follow to make it a successful day. But most definitely, when I wake up in the morning, daily, I thank God for my life because, yo, I'm alive. Not everybody got to open their eyes, breathe, move their legs, move their limbs. Then, you know, you'd go through the normal things like brush teeth, bath. That's basically what I do. I don't have any morning thing to do about my face or how particular way to bath. I know most ladies do have that. When they wake up in the morning, they have a particular way they, you know, treat their face, their skin before they bath. I don't think I'm that kind of person. I do not have that time. I don't know. I have not taken so much risk because I feel it's going to take so much of my time because I am rushing to go to work. So I will say I falter at having my quiet time before I go to work sometimes. Unless I wake up like very, very early, I'd rather do that on my way if I'm, you know, joining someone to work. So, and then I pray on my way to work. If I'm driving, I keep praying till I get to work. So yes, that is me. I'm not like, when I wake up in the morning, I sit down, I open, because sometimes you can barely open your eyes to even see. It's like there's this film which makes everything blur. So till I'm done bathing and everything, so when you're even done bathing, ready to go, then I'd rather do that when I'm settled in and focused. So that's when I have my quiet time. Should I say the quiet time? I'll say my time with God. I don't call it my quiet time, I just say my little time with God. I don't have a ritual, no, apart from brushing my teeth, bathing, looking for a dress to wear. Some people iron their dresses like weekly. I'm not in the habit of doing that. I pick a dress and I wear that morning. And I think it's very easy for me to just make a choice and just wear something. I don't double think it. Like, I don't think of it twice. I just pick it up and wear. And yes, when I get to work, because my aim is always to get to work very early, when I get to work, I can then think of what I'm going to do, my plans for the day, so far as I'm at work, because I'm able to like relax and think well properly. So then I focus on getting through the day with positive energy and also crossing out everything on my to-do list which I did over the weekend. Do you understand? So yes, that is how.
Do I have a routine?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I think, as a lot of people said, sometimes you realize that you plan your day ahead, and because you don't live alone, you are not an island. There are a lot of people around you in the house, so your routine or what you plan can be easily changed during the course of the day. Yeah, so. I don't really have a routine, but there are some habits I do on a daily.
Okay.
Like praying.
Okay.
Like sleeping. Yeah, those are kind of the routines I have at the moment. Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. I was like, you play like, I mean, like 6 hours continuous or something like.
6 hours. Yeah, and,
at least 1 hour be.
No, not really. I pray personally about 5 minutes in the mornings and with my family also I pray.
Okay.
Like together, we pray together every morning. So that's the prayer schedule of like my day. Yeah.
Wow, interesting. All right, we have Mr. Samuel Ohini in the building. Yes, Mr. Sami, or Mr. Ohini. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, DJ Sirigu.
Yeah, I mean, we are in the conversation. So, like, do you have a schedule or do you have a routine? Do you, have one particular sort of trend you do every day?
To start with, let me say another good afternoon to your listeners and viewers. And for routine, I would say that my routine has changed over time.
Okay.
Maybe in SS days, it will be to lay your bed.
Mm.
It will be to brush your teeth, have your bath, and then maybe go for morning assembly, and then you go to class. But with time, I'm sure the guys will understand. Sometimes the bath doesn't even come first. Maybe it even goes to the middle of the day or the end of the day. Sometimes even this. So routines change with time. Exactly. Maybe if you're a worker, you do your morning routine as in you wake up. If you are the lazy type, you iron in the morning. Okay. If you are the serious one, you iron the day before, even a week ahead.
Okay.
So routines change with your job, your stage in life, and other things. Yes.
Okay. I mean, right now you are married, so I mean.
Yes. So one routine that I have now is to wake up and look at my wife's face and smile.
Wow.
no matter what you do, definitely if you share a bed with someone, definitely the person will be the first person you see. So just ask how she's doing and ask how her night has been. And then we mostly do our devotions together.
Okay.
And then we pray. But it's not such in chine yanya just say our days fall to know.
Okay.
But especially Mondays, we do our devotion together, we pray, and then I commit her and myself into God's hands.
Wow.
And then I drop her off at work.
Wow.
And then if I'm working from home, I come back work from home. If I'm working from the office, I go to work.
Okay. Let's talk about devotion. So I was saying earlier that the Bible didn't really categorically state that devotions, especially in the mornings. What do you have to say about that? Are we supposed to do devotions in the mornings?
Devotion, I don't know how maybe someone would term it, but to me, if you are in a relationship with someone, and let's just assume you are in the house with your dad, your mom, your siblings, and then you can wake up in the morning, you don't say hello to them, but you pick up your phone and WhatsApp someone who is 100 kilometers away. I don't think it's proper.
Okay.
In the same way, if God is a part of your daily living and you wake up and you do not regard God, if I say regard God, it does not necessarily mean pick your Bible and read, but even thank you, Lord Jesus, when you wake up or open your eyes, it's acknowledging that God has given you another day. And the day, you didn't create the day. You didn't give yourself life. So I'd say devotions come in. The basic is acknowledging God for another day.
Okay.
It could be as in saying a 5 minute prayer. It could be a one sentence prayer.
Okay.
Could be reading a passage of the Bible. But no matter what you do within the day, acknowledge God. People go several days without even thinking about God. Only on Sunday.
Wow. Yes.
People will go a whole day. They wouldn't even think about God. Not even once. And I ask myself, if you are dating a lady, or if you are in a program or a course, can you go a whole day without thinking about the lady? It's quite difficult. And you'd be now a different person. So in the same way, if God is a key aspect of your life, you should think about him. At least thank him for another day, for life. And then commit your day into his hands. As to how you do it, whether you pray 1 hour and all that, the key is acknowledging God in your day.
Wow, interesting. I mean, we all live in Accra. I don't know if you've stayed anywhere aside Accra, all your life.
But my adult life has been Accra.
Okay, yes. So how do you navigate through this in quote,
stress, traffic.
Charlie, stress. I can't be some different level. I mean, it's like you're supposed to be up like by 3 a.m. or something. I don't know, like,
yeah, especially if you work in Accra.
Yes, if you work in Accra, if you leave Adenta here after 6, you'll be in traffic like hitting to 2 hours.
I'm telling you, like, I don't get it. So, I mean, how do you navigate through the hassle of Accra?
Okay, I've realized that what you do the night before, the day before, has a key impact in what happens the previous or the next day.
Okay.
So I mentioned earlier, if quote unquote you are the lazy type, you iron your clothes the morning you are going to work.
Okay.
It's not a good practice, even though it's not a good practice based on my experience.
Okay.
Because I realized mornings that I had already prepared what I'll wear the previous day.
Yeah.
I do things faster and leave the home quicker than trying to look for my shoe, my socks, which shirts, even choosing which shirt to wear. For the ladies, it even takes more time. But if a guy takes 5 minutes to choose which shirt to wear, you can imagine how long it will take a lady to select.
Wow.
So routines and hustle in Accra traffic and all that, try and prepare a day before. Or even a week, sometimes Sunday, you can select the clothes you wear for the 5 days, and then, and you never know in this era of power out doom. So if you wake up 4:30 and the power is out, you've not ironed your clothes, you are now going to look through the laundry basket. You look through the laundry basket and pick a 3 days ago shirt to wear, you know, all that. It just delays your time. And try and also carpool. If I say carpool, if there's someone you know where you work who has a vehicle who can offer you a lift, try and make friendships with that person, so that ask, because normally if you try and say, oh, at the sea body, you won't sit in anyone's car. You pick your Uber or you pick your Trotro. Uber, if it's 20 cities every day, that's 100 cities a week. Now cry it yourself. So the hassle reducing, and any day, anytime, I would choose a lift over Trotro. Even if the person is my enemy and the person says, come and sit. Yes, because Trotro, one, my legs are long.
Okay.
So if you're sitting in Trotro and it's...
We have
it's,
the same problem.
You see, so if you have an opportunity for... Unless maybe the one giving you the lift has malicious intentions, but someone is in your neighborhood. So try and be greeting people. If in the neighborhood, they're not friendly. Because if you are friendly with people and they're passing, you're by the road, mostly they'll just pick you, where are you going? Even if it is to 37, from 37, you go somewhere. Because major of the traffic is in Legon, Shiashi. So that's the second thing. The third thing is to try and engage yourself in something meaningful whilst in traffic. Sometimes in traffic, you may sit in car sometimes 2 hours if you leave after 6, from 6 to 8 traffic. So whilst maybe, rather than maybe sleeping or doing something, you can pick your devotional guide, you can pick a book, you can maybe check up on friends if you are on this WhatsApp. But just try and do something meaningful with that 2 hours, because spending 2 hours just sitting watching hawkers pass polo polo and all that. it's a lot of time being wasted. A lot of time when you're coming back to the same 2 hours. So try something meaningful. One thing I remember doing during my traffic hours is to, if I say check up on people, you know, this is YPG work. Sometimes instead of calling people, WhatsApp is a very efficient way of checking up on someone. So I can just have a message. You just came to mind, thought of checking on you. So I'll just copy that message and be pasting it to 10, 15, 20 people. So within 2 hours, they'll reply, respond, reply. So by the time I get home within 2 hours, something I cannot do when I get home, I've done it while sitting in the car. So sometimes it helps. It could be any, maybe your bosses check something online, prepare for a presentation, anything. You could Google something and learn something, watch a YouTube video. Within that 2 hours, you can even watch a movie if you want. I think I remember watching some series, and the series I watched in church, I think I really remember, I really enjoyed it even more than sitting in there. Yes, you can, you can even watch a movie Well, so just make that time useful rather than just watching people pass.
I think with what you're saying about spending your time wisely in the church, you can also listen to podcast messages, like preachings, like people who want to be spiritual in the early part of the day, want to listen to something that will edify you.
Okay,
that would be a good thing to do.
But what of radio?
Yes, on whatever you want.
People don't listen to news. If I say news, the content on Instagram, Twitter, they are good, but what we hear on the quote-unquote recognized news sites, they take their time and even polish the English that they say. But if you open yourself up to this social media news, sometimes the English there is even toxic. So it's good. People can go through a whole week. They haven't even listened to 7 p.m. news because you don't have time. 7 p.m.
I realized that back in the day, we usually listened to news. Like when the TV stations were like about 4. Just every 7 p.m. That's what everybody does. Yeah. But then it's like, of late, nobody gets time. Those times, Gideon Aikwe, Imam Morrison, we always had them in mind. But now, there's a lot of TV stations that we don't even watch.
Right. I mean, plus social media, especially on Twitter, a lot of information is there,
people feel they can get access to the fastest information whenever they need it.
Wow. Interesting. Mr. Ohene, please, let's continue. What do you do for relaxation? I mean, you go to work, all this hustle and bustle. How do you relax? Do you have time to relax?
Oh, yes. We as I said, I don't like football and I'm not a football fan.
Wow.
But I like science fiction movies.
Okay.
And movies that solve societal problems. So I say movies that talk about societal problems. Movies that may be, I'll give one example I came across recently. New Amsterdam. It's a series on Netflix where it's about some doctors in a government hospital trying to solve popular issues that crop up in government hospitals. Maybe people don't have money to pay for their healthcare.
Okay.
So the medical director is trying to circumvent the systems that are against the poor. So such movies keep me entertained, makes me think of ways to solve societal problems. Science fiction. And also such movies, I enjoy them mostly with my wife.
Wow.
Because she's also very busy, works from 8 sometimes to 9 p.m. Wow. So within a 24-hour day, the only time you have is maybe 14 hours.
Wow.
And out of that 14, you're sleeping like 6. So how many hours do you have to talk?
Wow.
There's more time. Those 2 hours that we get in the evening, you can just watch 1 or 2 episodes.
Okay.
Then if we have the chance to, we go out and we eat out.
Okay.
It's not always about eating indoor. If there's a chance we have, we go out and eat out. It's just the COVID now that has made things, maybe would have gone to maybe beach or, but now it's just,
It's like in Accra, you would work from Mondays to Fridays, sometimes even Saturdays. If you are not working on Saturday, there's a wedding you have to attend to, there's a funeral, there's an event. So, and even on Sundays, there's church constant. Do you face something like that? Like the weekends,
actually the whole, for people who are very spiritual, sometimes you have to be saying no is responsible, or it's responsible to say no. I would rather you say no to something someone wants you to help with or attend rather than saying I'll come but I don't show up. So sometimes in scheduling your busy schedule, you just have to let the person know, oh, maybe it's unfortunate I can't make it. And if you can't make it and maybe it's a wedding or something, you can send your country. You can even send your lorry fare, your Uber, 20 Ghana or something. Just send it. At least it's also a token to support the event. So I sometimes say no to some of these, even church activities. Sometimes Monday to Friday.
Charlie.
Sometimes you just have to say, say no to some of them. If you want to be everywhere at the same time. There's a research that came out recently that a lot of people are having heart disease. Africans or Ghanaians are getting heart disease in their 40s and 50s because in their youthful days, they put a lot of pressure on themselves. In Ghana, we don't really go for vacation like the whites do. your leave days are not really, you are at leave, your boss will be calling you. The work you are doing is very stressful. They don't even pay you enough to travel to Bahamas. you work 20 years, you are 40, 50. You see, tension, stress has disease knocking at your door. So the research came out and says, the way we are, because I've always asked myself, why do we even have to work Monday to Friday? When maybe the work you can do can be completed by 2 p.m., you can go home. But your workers will insist you be there 8 to 5. You see, so sometimes you should find ways to say no to relax. Otherwise, we'll break down even before we can do enough for society.
Okay, so talking about this disease and stuff, I'm sure the way things are structured over here, if you don't take care, I mean, you know, might not eat well. I don't
Eating well, yeah, I'm number one. I don't, sometimes when I get very busy, I forget to eat.
Wow.
Yes, I forget to eat. My mom fought with me back then, and now even my wife still fights with me. Like, I can get, I'm someone who, maybe I'll tell myself a workaholic.
Okay.
I get satisfaction getting things done.
Okay.
Maybe someone will be satisfied, maybe smoking something, I'm satisfied when I set a target and I get it done. That's what brings me, that's one of the things that so sometimes I forget to eat. I can start working in the morning and be eating breakfast like 2 p.m., which is bad. For that one, I know I'm slowly hurting myself. So sometimes I need to set, if I say, people ought to check, if you are in a situation like me, it's a bad habit, like eating, skipping breakfast and all that. Let people help you check your eating or your diet. Or you're in a habit of eating late. You arrive home from work 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., you're eating banku and katankwain and all that.
Indomie. IPM Indomie said,
you are killing yourself slowly. So maybe just if it's your parent, if it's a sister, if it's a wife, girlfriend, a friend, anyone who can help check you. That's 8 a.m. have you eaten? So even getting to work early gives you time to even eat breakfast. Because if you don't get there and it's 8 and it's work, by the time you're like, it's lunch, 12:31, and you may be eating fizzy drinks and snacks, which is not healthy. So getting someone to just prompt you, maybe have you eaten? I read somewhere that now in Ghana, he'll be beside, have you eaten? Just say, he's asking, it's another term for I love you. Maybe for those who ask, have you eaten? There's a video that says, a white lady or a white man will simply say, I'm interested in you, but a Ghanaian or a Nigerian will ask, have you eaten?
Have you eaten? Wow.
That's how you girls here.
Abastagi, I mean, what about you? Do you have any issues when it comes to, you know, food, eating here?
Oh, I think it's my mom that checks me on that. Like, Sammy was saying, get somebody to check you. Like,
because
me, if like the food is ready and maybe at 1 hour you have not come to pick your food, my mom will be like, umbe didi, like those pressure. Yeah, you be forced to eat. So that's how I get checked. But sometimes, as Sammy was saying, when I'm outside, I forgo eating because I'm busy doing something that intrigues me. Yeah, so
So you also find satisfaction in getting things done. Eh?
I think so too.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, so what are some of the habits? Okay, let me see. Should I say bad habits? Okay, bad habits that, you know, you are trying to, you know, work on.
I think mine will be sleeping late.
Sleeping late? Why? When do you usually sleep? 1 a.m. 2 a.m.
11, 12 almost every time.
Wow. And then you wake up around 6.
Yeah, I wake up before 6.
Before 6? Every day?
Almost every day.
Wow.
11, I think 11 will be like one of the earliest times I sleep.
Earliest?
In like, of late. But then when I was a kid, of course, like, I used to sleep early. But then growing up, having my phone on me, I think it's a bad habit I wish to stop.
Wow.
But I'm trying.
Wow.
I don't know how, if I'll get advice from you how to stop that, because I'm trying to like put my phone somewhere and just know that this is the time I want to sleep, so my phone is down. I'm sleeping at this time, 10 p.m. I'm asleep. But then I want to be with my phone and just be looking at what's happening in the world, and I just fall asleep, and it's stressful. I can't get the sleep from that. So yeah, I just need help in this sense.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Just buy a Yam phone.
That would be some serious sacrifice. Yam phone for sleep. I'd like to try, but then like I'll be feeling so like in bondage.
What about
the habits, I think the phone too is but before the phone, I think I one habit I have which isn't good is sleeping in the hall. Sleeping in the hall. Okay. As in whilst working.
Wow.
Maybe I'll be working. Okay, working after 5 is a habit I wish to stop. And also sleeping in the hall. Sometimes I deceive myself, I want to get something done before I sleep.
Mm.
So I'll be behind my PC and I'll realize it's 1 a.m.
Wow.
And sometimes my wife will come and call me like 2 times. Or come and stand in the hall window. And I say, I'll pretend as if I'm coming to sleep. But she goes back and then I'm back by the time I realize it. So I wish I could stop. As I said, if you're a workaholic, it becomes difficult to... Workaholism is not something anyone should be proud of.
Mm.
Whether you are a workaholic in media and finance, banking... of course, it can ruin friendships, relationships. But another habit that I have is I find it difficult ignoring people's messages. If I don't know if it's for example, if you send me a message, I find it difficult not replying you maybe within 10-15 minutes.
Wow.
So if I don't know if any of you has ever messaged me and the message has lasted an hour, no. Because I feel it's disrespectful for someone to message you and you have hundreds of messages not open for this. No. And it's, even though it may seem like a good thing, it's actually a bad thing because you will give people the impression they can always get your attention when they want. Mm. Sometimes you should let people know you are not available. Maybe you have other things you are doing. So those are the two main things that I'm also trying to check.
Wow. Workaholism. Wow. Interesting. All right, well, let's wrap up with the conversation and our last question for the day. I mean, what makes a perfect day for you? Like this day, if you had your own way, like a day would not end.
I think like Mr. O'Henry was saying about getting things checked out of your to-do list. Like somebody said in the voice notes about achievements, something achievement list or whatever. So I've purposed that I want to do this, and by 4 p.m once I'm able to achieve that, I'm very gratified within myself that I've done something profitable with the day. So sometimes when I just can't identify any solid or substantial thing I've done during the day, I don't feel comfortable. Like like you wasted the day, Bisa. Like I don't feel comfortable within myself. So being happy is like getting things done. Yeah.
Interesting. Is that something?
Yes. I think a perfect day for me is a day that I'll go to sleep and feel satisfied that God is happy with me with what I've done with the day.
Wow.
Yes. If I go to bed and I feel the satisfaction, either as Stucky is saying, your to-do list is not done, you've not pleased God, you've not pleased a man, you would sleep, you wake up and the problem will still be there. But if you go to bed having assurance, satisfaction that God is pleased with you, your family, your spouse, friends are at peace with you, you are also at peace with yourself, your to-do list. I think that makes a good day. Because even the Bible says, if you are having an issue with a brother, do not even let the sun go down on it. So if you're having strife with someone and you sleep, I don't see how you can quantify that day as a good day. You should go and make peace before the day will be fulfilled. So to me, those are the three things I'll check.
Okay.
God is pleased. My society, friends, family are pleased. And then deep in me too, my day has been accomplished.
That's interesting. Thank you very much. Come on.
All right. But so I wanted to ask this question. Like, okay. There's a lot of people who talk about I'm not able to have time for this. Like, so I want you to do this for me. I don't have time. Like, and there was this argument that we have to, nobody has time in this world. You have to rather make time. So I just wanted, like, let's discuss this. How do we make time for certain things, like, in life? Like, you have a schedule, it's busy, all right. How do you have to forfeit something? Everybody has 24 hours in a day. So in making time, do you always have to forfeit something, or you can sacrifice? I don't know. But then can we talk about something like, how do we make time for things? And let's talk about something like discipline. How we are able to discipline ourselves to be able to change our habits, or maybe to be able to achieve what we have purposed, like, for the day.
Well, I personally think it's all about planning.
It's planning.
Yeah, I mean, so you have 24 hours, right? Mm-hmm. You know the things you do within that 24 hours, or at least the thing you think you would do. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, you plan something and then something comes your way, and then you have to just, you know, you understand. So I think it's really more about planning. You make a conscious effort. So maybe you have to call someone. You make a conscious effort. So when it's 12, I have to call this person. Yeah. You know, I think
that's what you mean.
I don't know about Mr. Vining.
I think making time, I think we spend time on things we are most interested in, or things we prioritize.
Okay.
If someone says, come and meet me at Golden Tulip 8 p.m., you ask for what? Say, oh, I'm signing a check of 100,000 CDs for you.
Mm. Bam, you're there. Bam, you're there. Abracadabra, you're there.
You know, no matter the program you have at 8 p.m., whether your girlfriend says come, whatever, once the money means more to you, you'll find yourself there. So we make time for things that mean more to us than others. But there are certain things that cannot be done in one day. Okay. We just have to take it's a step by step. Maybe you want to write, you want to build, you want to attend a college, or you want to do a course. You can't do everything in one day. You want to learn coding. You can't finish in one day. You just have to take, it's a daily decision to maybe to be reading the notes or watching the videos. So some of the things you want to achieve, it's a daily decision we have to take. Along the line, sometimes you may lose interest. Along the line, some other things may come as emergencies and other things that will prevent us from making time to do those things. So for those emergencies and other things coming in, as you said, planning and discipline is key. Keeping a to-do list, setting reminders. Sometimes we want to do the thing, but we simply forget. We have smartphones that sometimes are smarter than us in other ways. So just set a reminder. The phone won't forget. It will beep at 4 p.m. that you have a show we have to attend, blah, blah, blah. So reminders help, to-do list help. And also checking our priorities. Sometimes the thing we want to do, we simply are not interested in it, but we deceive ourselves we'll do it. If it doesn't mean much to you, you won't enjoy doing it. So discipline, planning, priorities, and then and getting smart ways to remind us and help us, I think will get us going.
Interesting. So discipline, planning, priorities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to come in. I've also realized the first things you do in the morning affects how the rest of your day goes. Assuming you wake up in the morning and then you quote-unquote lazy about, if I say maybe a Saturday morning, you lazy about checking your phone, lying in bed an extra 50 minutes, it just affects your whole day. But if you wake up 6-7, you know you're supposed to wash, you're supposed to do A, B, and C, and you wake up and you just get right to it, you get some drive and let me say vim to carry on and do more. But if you start your day quote-unquote lazying about, checking status feeds, checking Facebook, and 1 hour, 2 hours pass, the vim to do all the other things you said. So sometimes starting the little things, you could even be laying your bed. You just wake up and just lay your bed, or brushing your teeth, or go and have your bath. If you skip those small things, the big things there, they will just...
I even watched a video concerning this. It was this military man, he said that
the laying of bed thing.
Yes. I mean, it really works. And it's like
I've been doing it.
It really works. Like, just wake up and just lay your bed. So in your mind, you've achieved something. Yes, and then it just runs through. All right. We've come to the end of another episode of the Crossroads Show. Thank you so much for doing the listening. We thank Mr. Samuel Ohine for passing through, for Freeman Selassie for passing through. Yes, man like Stagi, Charlie, you do all. To Abiyuno, to Aweya, to Bambi, to Louisa and all the squad. We say a very, very, very big thank you. Yes, so we'll catch you same time next week with another exciting episode, and we are out of here.
You hold me down like lo lo lo. Your love is sweet like me lo lo. You make a promise, then you deliver. You never fail me, no no no. What type of loving? You win the fight on my battles. You put the boy on the way for this victory.